Welcome to episode 10.2 of the Viking Red Zone Podcast. We review the rival game against the Wellston Golden Rockets. Nathan Lamb breaks down the regions, and we do our dollars and dimes rapid fire predictions of the week with Coach Jeff Downs. The Viking Red Zone is sponsored by J&K Contracting. One call, we do it all. Let's end this season with a win against the Golden Rockets. Let's break down the game with Nathan Lamb, Lugs Harold, and our returning guest, head coach of the Vinton County Vikings, Jeff Downs.
Welcome to episode 10.2. Viking Red Zone Podcast brought to you by J&K Contracting. One call does it all. 698-3521 is the number. It is Wellston, the Wellston Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wellston Week.
Yep. We kidnapped Coach Downs, so they've been coaching without him for 2 days, by the way. He's just been stuck here. We locked him in a closet.
We've been
made
planning.
Him come back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
so hopefully we don't lose because of us. So it's Nathan's fault.
It's not my fault.
We can all share the blame.
I'll put his cell phone on the podcast here so people can text
you. No. I'll tell everybody where you live.
Okay,
we got the Wellston preview coming up. We got Coach back to talk about it. We're going to have Coach here for the rapid-fire predictions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be awesome.
Yes,
So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Lugs, you can give some numbers on this series, which dates back a long time.
Yes.
The longest series in Vinton County High School history. We have played Wellston more than anyone else, so go ahead and give the numbers.
We've been playing them since 1967. We have played them 49 times, so next year is our 50-year game with Wellston. That's super cool for next year, something to look forward to. We have 19 wins and 30 losses against these guys right now. We won last season 23-12. Big win.
Well, they made it close in the third quarter. They cut it to 23-12, but we held on because we were, you know.
Okay, so, well, Wellston's longest win streak against us is 10 games. I mean, except we played 49 times.
Right.
10-game win streak, they did it from 73 to 1982.
Now, that was back while Wellston was in the SUL still as well. So.
Yes, yeah, so I didn't know that.
Yes.
Our longest win streak was 9 games, and it was from 87 to 1995. That was our longest win streak with them. So, pretty competitive series overall. I know it's 19 and 30, but both games are pretty close usually. I mean, they're not very many blowouts.
It's a rivalry game, man.
Yeah, and you never know. I mean, you can be the best team, and you can come into this game, and you're getting the best of the other team.
Well, in 1997, we beat Jackson here at home. It was Jackson's only loss that year, and a lot of people think was one of their best teams, which it was one of their best teams. It was their only loss was to us. We start the season 5-0, just drilling everybody, obviously upset Jackson.
Yeah.
We go 2-3 in the TVC, and we lose to Wellston at the end of the year.
Wow.
7-0.
Wow.
I mean, you can never tell.
Yeah.
You can never tell with this game.
Yeah. And we're on a 3-game win streak right now. And all three games, we were the underdog going into the game.
We
were the team that was predicted to lose, and all three times we won. And again, it went from 2013 when we went 5-5. That was our 500 year.
Right.
Last time we went 500, we beat them, and then we won them. Like I said, you could be 0-9 right now, and this is our team up north right here. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is the game that you win this game, well, all things are right in the world. You know what I mean?
Gold.
So this is the one.
I never did like their colors.
Don't like their colors. Don't like their town. I hate how when they redid their stadium, when they did that video, they showed the left side of that old Rickerdick building, and on the other side that they don't film is that Wendy's and McDonald's and all kinds of thriving businesses. But they filmed it like they were just so hard up, you know, and dying for money. And I'm like, they got more than we do. They're getting all this stuff, man. I've hated them ever since. It ain't right, man. It ain't right. I'd rather seen Athens got it, but their tornado got them their stuff. So, you know,
that
was a bad
They ended up okay.
Insurance money goes a long way. Yeah. Plus, they got to play that season at Peden Stadium, which is awesome.
Yeah.
We are at Wellston, by the way. We are there. So, this is Coach Downs' first game at Wellston in, 12 years, I think?
Yeah.
11 years. So, you're going back to Wellston, your first game back. Like I said, that's the one thing we didn't mention before. He's actually our first repeat coach to ever be hired.
Yes.
Kind of a cool thing.
Which the article that we did over the summer on the website.
We did say that.
Nobody did if nobody read it, which I don't know if anybody did, but we did mention that.
Yes, so.
This is the first time we've ever had a former coach come back to coach.
So
at the head coach level.
Exactly right. So tell us a little bit of, without giving away any game plans, your mindset this week. How, we obviously know it's a rival game. This is a big game. How, what's your guys' mindset going into this game, and how are you guys looking at it for heading to Wellston this week?
You know, when we talked to the kids after the game on Friday night, we just said it's time to erase everything. This is Wellston week, you know. And I've been involved in teams where you win this game, and it feels like you had a successful season, even though you didn't get the number of wins you wanted. So we're excited. It's definitely a conflict of styles. You know, they're gonna go double tights. You know, Maryland and they're gonna run it right at us, and we're going to try to flip it around the field. So they obviously they're well coached, and they do smack you around. You know, we're going to have to tighten up the helmets and be prepared to be aggressive back. So, I was a little worried. The one thing that concerned me about going to Wellston was that it'd be dark in the third quarter as those lights heat up, but I hear they have new lights now, so we should be okay to start the second half.
Well, I'm more worried about the refs, but I know you're not going to comment on that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, too, the one thing that I think most of the games, and I know our offensive line, we've got Bryce, of course, 340 pounds, I think, and people don't realize this. Wellston's line probably on average weighs more than our line. I mean, they're probably a bigger line than we are.
They are bigger.
We don't face very many offensive lines that have our physical size, but Wellston does, and they're nasty boys. They do. They block hard.
They get after it. They get after it. So we've got to be prepared, and we've got to be creative and get the ball in space and scoring big plays. So it should be a fun matchup. I know they'll get our best shot. You know, so I'm confident in our guys, and I definitely wouldn't concede the fact that we're underdogs this week. We feel like we're the better team.
Well, and another thing is, obviously, you want to win every game. But if you can manage to finish 4-6 with the close losses that we've had, I mean, you got to feel somewhat okay with that, because a couple plays here and there, and you might be 6-4. So obviously, rivalry game, you want to win this game. But also, in terms of league standings, if you win this game, you finish tied for third.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal, because I don't think we finished that high in quite a while. So it's a building block, and we've talked about this all year. I texted somebody earlier in the week, we've laid a foundation this year. I truly believe that we've laid the foundation this year, and next year we're going to turn the corner and start building off of it. And what a way to go out of this season with a win at Wellston to kind of springboard you into the off season and the new stuff that we have planned that we talked about on the last show. How cool and how important is it to go out on a high? I mean, you know, even though you're not necessarily playing for anything, but you are, because anytime you're playing your rival, you know, obviously third place on the line, you know, there's more than just, you know, it's obviously not Athens, Nelsville, York going for a title, but in our sense, with the foundation that we're laying, it is an important game, and you know, we want to win four in a row against Wellston, so we
definitely
we don't want to lose those guys. So, so it is a big game, and you know, it's going to be a tough game. Wellston's kind of been up and down all season long. They've given up points. They've played good defense. They've scored a lot of points. They don't score a lot of points. It's just been back and forth. So I really don't know what to expect in terms of how the game's going to be played out, because of kind of the, we said it last show, the Jekyll and Hyde kind of type deal with that Wellston brings to the table. So, but one thing's
and
for sure.
And us a little bit, too.
Right. And one thing's for sure, though. They know who's coming in, and they're going
to
be ready.
Oh, yeah. And there's, both teams have kids with ties to either place. You know, we've got some kids from Wellston. They've got some kids, from Vinton County.
Right.
So that makes it more personal, and it makes it more emotional. So it'll be cool. You know, I love it. It's a great rivalry, and it's important to win these games. So we'll have a good week of practice, and we'll be ready for them.
Well, hopefully, and I don't know if it's any different now than it was back in the day, but hopefully you guys get the feel that these players know and understand how big and important this game is. I mean, this is the team that we dislike the most out of all the teams on the schedule. I don't care who we're playing. We could play Michigan. We could play whoever. is the game. This is the team that we do not like. We want to beat. There's a handful of teams around here that's the one we want, and this is definitely one. And like we said, it's the 49th game. This goes back a long way. I just don't want these kids now to lose that emotion when it comes to this game, because we had it back in the day. I remember, I'm not going to name any names, but we would go down to the bowling alley in Wellston and get in fights. I mean, that's what we did. So
what was the year they burnt the field? I know who
that was
that.
Back in the 90s.
I know who done that, by the way. Might say it on the podcast.
They burned
the field. We went to Wellston and burnt the field. There's been a lot of bad things that are inappropriate.
They came up here.
They ate their buses one year.
They came up here at the old field. We had the old Food Max and Kroger wall right there, and the art teachers painted big Viking sets, and I said Viking country all over, and that was awesome. That was part of our heritage at the old field. They come up and write, and I actually have film of the year they did it because I can read it. They wrote Wellston rules in blue and gold and just scribbled it all over the side of that wall. I mean, that stuff don't happen anymore, and it's good because that's not what we want to do. But
Well, they used to have the police. They egged our buses one year. So, of course, we got them back the next year, and we egged their buses when they came to our place and drove back. And we did it both places. We did it right at the railroad tracks between Hamden and Wellston. They started having police sit there at the railroad tracks between Wellston and whichever one had to go home. The cops had to escort them to the other side of the county. That was awful to say, and I know Dal just thinking, you horrible turds. But that was the Wellston County rivalry. It was on that week.
In 2004, they were parents trying to get on our bus, get after our kids.
Really?
You know? So obviously it'll be hostile, and hopefully that brings out the best in us.
Well, back in 2004, man, that game wasn't any bigger back then.
It was huge.
That was
a
great crowd.
I didn't realize they made the playoffs that year.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah. And I will say, there probably won't be many games in the state of Ohio where you have two teams with a losing record. They're going to fight harder than our two teams are going to fight Friday.
That's right.
Yeah. Our kids understand that. They'll be ready.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. I don't want anybody to lose that spark because I know how big of a – and it's not just football. It's we could be playing checkers right here, and I want Benton County to win. You know what I mean? It's that big. The only thing good in Wellston, in my opinion, is the Taco Bell. Other than that,
it just got there. So
do away with it.
Yeah,
take a
Chinese place is pretty awesome.
Oh yeah, Johnny's. I love Johnny's.
I love Johnny. You know what he calls me every time I walk in there?
It's hard to tell.
Hey, big guy. That's what he says every time. What's up, big guy? And I'm like, what's up, Johnny? He don't know my name. He just says my big guy. That's all he calls. I love that thing. That thing. That place is addictive.
And it is.
It's too much money when I go there, though.
Yes.
But yeah. And back to the football, though. Yeah, it's exactly, and this is a tale of different offenses too. Like I said, they're going to run it. They're going to smash it down our throats. We're spread wide. We want to score fast, score often. Interesting concept. Sometimes they say matchups make fights or fights whatever you call that. But it's an interesting matchup.
Could kind of be similar to, I know Fairfield Union kind of ran a weird style offense, but it kind of could correlate to that. I mean, they like to run the ball. They like to run through the tackles and
I mean, it's a system offense, and it's,
right.
I know they got Jay, John, and Cox, and they're both good players. I think, is Graham their starting quarterback still? I know, I think he started, but I don't know if he still is or not.
I always the numbers. I rarely ever look at the names. But and they're like you said, they're big up front.
They are.
They
so
will come after.
And these two running backs are doing great, but it's a system offense. Whoever's back there is going to run good if you run the right hole, because that's how they run their
exactly.
offense.
Yeah. So, exactly.
It's a disciplined offense. They're going to run where if it's a four hole, they're hitting the four hole. That's what they're going to do. And them linemen can make the holes. So we're going to spread it out and throw it like Madden.
That's
gonna be fun to watch.
Hopefully we can put some big numbers up on that.
I hope it's 85
board.
To nothing.
That would be fantastic.
I don't. We're telling Downs to run up the score on them, aren't we? We're saying it won't take the heat for you, man.
I don't think that can. When we were Fed Hawk, I forget what the score was at halftime, but I turned to one of the guys and said, "How did we ever score 41 and a half?" I think it's just 28-0, was it?
27, I think.
Was it? And I thought, how did we ever score 41? And we felt like we could have scored one more time there if we really had to.
Yeah.
So. It's probably going to take that kind of effort again this week. We're going to have to really, really hit on big plays and get this offense rolling again if we're going to beat Wellston.
Well, one more thing before we wrap this up. How important is it to get out to an early lead? I know the majority of this year we have not. I think we've only scored first one time.
Alexander, that was it, right?
Yeah.
No, twice because we scored first at Fed Hawk. Okay, so two times.
Yes.
And just obviously everybody knows about the Megs game. We were down 14-0 at halftime and really struggled on offense, and then we come out the second half and just blow them out of the water.
Yeah.
But how important is it to get out, especially in a rivalry game, to an early leader, set the tone, like you said in last week, if we would have scored early against Nelson Bjork, how that maybe could have affected a little bit of the outcome. So
it's important because we've struggled offensively the last 2 weeks, so it would be nice to get going. But I you know, we also have evidence, you know, that we can come back from these large deficits in the second half if we have to. So
that's true.
It makes it a lot easier, you know, and the coaches, if we can just get out there and get a score and get in the game, get the kids fired up.
Right.
You know,
so. That's got to be making it a really good, you know, at halftime. You're going into halftime. The kids may not be down like they normally would be either because they know the power of the offense. You know, they can fire back. So you just
that's right.
readjust and get going.
Justin. All right, so that's going to do it for the Wellston preview. We will be back. Welcome back to episode 10.2 of the Viking Red Zone podcast, brought to you by J&K Contracting with two locations in Jackson and Albany. One call does it all, 698-3521. I hope that's the right number because I don't even have the paper in front of me now. I've lost it.
Oh,
it's the right number. I've only said it 5,000 times this year.
We're pros now.
Yes.
You're a pro.
That's I don't even know my wife's number, but I know J&K Contracting's number.
That's how it works with the new phone technology.
Well, I hold the button in and I say, call my wife, Siri, and she says, calling Megan.
There you go.
And that's it. That's all I have to do.
Yeah, it's like internet addresses, you know. You type in ESPN.com instead of 192.168.1.go.
Yeah,
you don't need to know IP addresses anymore, you know.
You don't have to type in www like you used
to. So, you know, technology.
I mean, look at us. You know?
Yeah.
10 years ago, millions of people would not be able to hear our voices like they do now.
No podcasts, you know.
Millions of people listening.
We could be on the radio, maybe. You never know. We might have been on, you know, we could be doing radio.
Well, I have been on the radio before.
You have. That's right.
I am a professional celebrity.
Yes, you are.
In and around Athens County.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never let that go to my head.
No, not at all.
I always try to stay grounded.
Humble.
I mean, I do still live in Dundas. So.
Yeah. That keeps everybody grounded.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah. I know a few people in Dundas.
Yeah. Timmy, my neighbor.
Yeah, but that's fun. How's the bus going down there, by the way?
Well,
how's
I haven't seen any action from this bus. And every time I drive by it, I just want to climb in it and drive it. I don't even know how he's going to get it out of the driveway because...
I don't know how he got it in the driveway.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's huge.
If you go around the block in Dundas, which I live on one side and he lives on the... I live on the north side of the block. Actually, it might be east. Northeast side of the block. He lives on the other side.
Yeah.
And the road is one lane.
Yeah.
And I really don't even know how they got the bus in there to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to, drove through yards and stuff.
I'd still like to see it a red zone bus. You know, we could do the Viking red zone and do a tour. We could go to the games and be out in the audience.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. See?
We could drive it in parades.
Timmy's holding us back.
We could drive it in parades and...
there you go. That'd be awesome.
Throw out candy and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably eat the candy. Probably wouldn't get it thrown out.
Yeah, but I mean, there's some stuff you probably don't like.
Probably not. All right, let's roll into the show, man. Let's roll.
Okay.
Shoot.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
It's time for
good
the...
Good segue.
It's time for the Canner Surveying the TVC, where we will take a look at the final week. Final week! How is it week 10?
Week 10, man. This season has absolutely flown by, man. I mean, I still remember back in the summer, or early, I guess this has been the spring, and we're, like, so excited about who's going to be our head coach even. You know, I remember that. And now we are week 10. Jeff Downs has run 10 weeks as our head coach, and it seems like he's been there forever now. And it just wasn't long ago we were even looking for him. So.
Right, and... Man, a lot has happened this year, and there's been some surprises to this point. There's been some not so surprises to this point. And you know, this isn't the last show, so we're just going to stick to these games this week, and you know, we'll do a review of the entire season later on. But for now, let's start with the non-conference game of the week. We've already talked about Vinton County and Wellston, obviously, in our preview with Coach Downs last segment, and we thank him for coming back and doing that with us.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. He's awesome dude. But so we'll go with the non-conference game of the week. It's the last non-conference. The last non-conference game of the week, last week of the season. It's the last game of the season, and it's River Valley hosting Waverly at 8-1. River Valley is now 6-3 after losing to Athens last week in a close game in the Plains. Senior night at Bidwell. When they scheduled this game a couple years ago, Waverly was not very good.
No, they had a 4 or 5 year stint there, I think, right?
Where they did. They went through some tough times. Really started right at the end of the last couple games we played them. I think the last time we played them was in 2010, and we actually beat them at home that season by 1 point. And that was kind of the start of their downfall, their spiral down. I don't even know if they won a game that year. They may have won one.
Yeah.
But they went 4, 5, 6 years where they were below 500, and they weren't the Waverly that we were used to seeing back, you know, in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
With Roback and all those big-time players that they had come through the program before. This year, I know the last couple years a couple years ago, I think they moved into their new school up on the hill, but they continue to play games at the stadium down there by the old school, by the gymnasium that they have down there. But they've renovated it.
It's turf too, right?
They
were one of the first ones to have turf, I think.
No. They actually just renovated it and put turf down. I think this is the second year.
I thought they had turf longer than that. Okay.
They had grass, and it wasn't the greatest field.
The
away bleachers were like our away bleachers at the old field. They had wooden bleachers. The home bleachers were decent. They were nice, but they've redone all of that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's completely done. It looks like a completely different place, and it is awesome looking. But anyways, the game is in Bidwell, and we know how it is there. Waverly plays in the SOC. They play on a lot of turf fields. The majority of the games that they played this year, the vast majority, have been on turf. You know as well as I do that River Valley is far from turf. Their field is probably
far from turf.
Their field is probably pretty waterlogged from the rains that we've gotten. It's supposed to rain tonight. Waverly is a run and shoot offense. They're exactly like us. They like to spread it out, air it out. I think their quarterback, I can't remember his name, but I think he's in the area, I think he's got the most passing yards, if not the second most.
Yeah.
And they've just been running through people like crazy. One loss on the year was to Wheelersburg, which they actually had a chance in that game late.
Yeah.
They were down by a touchdown, and they had the ball in the fourth quarter. They turned it over. Waverly scores again, or Wheelersburg scores again and puts it out of reach. They lost 24-13. That's the closest game Wheelersburg's had all year. Was from Waverly. So we know how good Waverly is.
Yes.
The question is, how good are they in Bidwell? Because we know that things can go a little awry down there.
It changes, and especially with the offense Waverly's running, it's a bad scenario to go into to River Valley with a spread offense because
right.
The footing's bad, the field conditions are bad. Throwing is not the best. It's not the best place to throw at. I mean, it's just not, you know. And again, River Valley kind of does it, but they do it every week there.
They're used to it.
Yes,
right. Yeah. They're used to it.
Big difference. But that being said, we know, you know, next to Williamsburg, Waverly is the elite team in Southeastern Ohio right now.
Right. I think they're number two. Yeah. I don't know anybody else I would take above Waverly right now.
And River Valley is an above average TVC team. So
yes.
You look at the balance and what you're getting in these games and. Obviously, you would think Waverly would win by 40, but there is an equalizer, and just like we said, with this turf, that maybe River Valley has a chance in this game.
You never know, and it's senior night, and you know River Valley doesn't have a ton of seniors this year, which is what's scary because when they come back next year, they're gonna be in the same situation we are, except they kind of fared better, you know, this season compared to us. But
yeah,
they got a lot of kids coming back.
And a really good junior quarterback.
Right.
Coming back as a senior. Yeah.
So, you know, you can't count River Valley out. Obviously, Waverly, we know how good they are. But, you know, that's going to be an intriguing game to me. I think, that's a game where if I get an update in the fourth quarter and River Valley's down by 10 points, you know, I'm not gonna be surprised.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I get a text in the fourth quarter and they're down 40-0, I'm not going to be surprised either because I know how good Waverly is. And not saying River Valley's a bad team because they're not, but I just think Waverly, like I said, Waverly and Willersburg, you know, and then maybe Chillicothe, Jackson are kind of there in the middle group there. But I think Waverly and Willersburg are your two best teams in Southeast Ohio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think there's any question about it. So it's a tough game. Kudos River Valley for scheduling Waverly. Obviously, Waverly not as dominating as they were back when this game was scheduled. But you know that's part of the problem with this odd number of teams in the Ohio, where you know these teams later in the year, like us. Last week it was Alexander. You know, River Valley in week 10.
Got to finish with the non-conference.
You got to kind of play whoever's out there. And, you know, we know a little bit about that, and we'll discuss our upcoming schedule on our finale show for the next few years out, because we're going to run into that same issue once we drop the Fed Hawk game, which we play one more year.
Exactly.
But that's part of the problem with this, and we'll get into that in the finale show, and we'll talk about any rumors or anything that we've heard or that we might know. So that's going to be an awesome show to listen to just because of that. But
And we do root for River Valley. I mean, this is a TVC team,
right,
and we hope they do well against
this
game. We want them to look good for the TVC.
Right, and if River Valley can win 7 games again, you know, they won 8 last year. If they can win 7 this year, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's absolutely outstanding, especially if they could finish with a win over Waverly, because Waverly, to be honest with you, Nelsonville York is a really good team. They had a jamboree game with Waverly. I believe it was with Waverly. It was either a scrimmage or a jamboree game, one or the other. And Waverly, from what I took away from what I heard, Waverly was a little bit better team. Now, I know a lot has changed since, you know, before the season started, and I'm not saying that Nelsonville York is not as good as Waverly is right now, but I guarantee you they're pretty close to each other.
Yeah.
They're pretty close to each other. And so if they could steal one here against Waverly in the final game of the year, that's a huge win going into next year, because if you can beat a team like Waverly, you look at the schedule for next year for River Valley, and I don't think there's a team on there that they couldn't beat. So so we'll skip. I know we always spend 100 minutes on River Valley every week, but we'll keep it going here. Another intriguing game, and this is the sixth place game here. In the TVC, Alexander travels to Meigs. Alexander 1-7, Meigs 3-6. Alexander looking for their first league win. They won in week 1, and they have not won since. They're actually 1-8.
And that was against Federal Hawking.
Yeah, against Fed Hawking,
I believe.
39-0,
right?
I believe, was the score. Yeah. Meigs trying to finish the season on a high note. Definitely a hit or miss team. Last week they were up 12 on Wellston, and then they gave up 46. I can't remember how many they gave up, but unanswered points.
Second time this season they've done that in a half, by the way.
Right. So, and third, because River Valley scored 34.
That's right.
On
didn't
them,
pull
so
a win out, but yeah,
but they
scored,
yeah, they made
scored
it
34
an
in the second half.
Yeah,
that's right.
So you take a look at Alexander, and let's just throw Wellston out there as a middle point here. Well, and you can use us as well. Meigs jumps out to an early lead on us. Alexander does the same thing, and then we kind of steamroll them in the second half. So both teams, from what I've seen, they both have talent. Alexander probably overall a lot younger, but I think they have the two best players on the field Friday night in Marks and Harris.
Yes.
So if you can ride them, you know, you never know what can happen. I think this game could be close. I think you got to give Alexander a chance. You know, they like I said, they're young all across the board. Overall, they're a lot younger than Meigs, but, you know, Coach Penrod is, and he'll try everything he can and have his kids ready to play. I mean, if there's one motivator, I can't think of a better motivator in the TVC right now as a coach than Alexander Penrod, because he is just, he's phenomenal as a motivator, and everything that he does off the field and out of the field house. You know, with the shows that they have going on over there, the exposure that he gets his kids. I mean, it is phenomenal what he's done in his short time in Alexander. So you know he's going to have him ready to play.
And you got to take a their 1-7 season. I mean, we know Penrod's a great coach, and I don't know anyone that probably could have done a 1-7 season. They lost so much, and unlike River Valley, who River Valley replaced what they had and then chose to have some talent,
right?
Alexander started from the bottom, right?
They did.
And Penrod's done a good job keeping them competitive for the most part,
right?
And Meigs has had tons of injuries, and the cool thing about this game, even though they're the bottom two teams in the TVC, you have Coach Bartram, high-profile coach, going against Coach Penrod, high-profile coach.
Right.
You've got a couple good players with helping on Meigs, and you got Chase Harrison, you got Marks on
AJ Marks.
AJ Marks on Alexander. So it's a cool, interesting matchup, even though they're that bottom of the TVC, because you got great coaches, and anyone can win this game. And I don't think Alexander's necessarily going to lose the game guaranteed. I think it's going to be a very competitive game.
I think it has the potential to be. Like you said, and it is a battle to stay out of the last place. I mean, if Alexander can beat Meigs, they'll finish tied for six, and they will not be the first team ever to go from worst to first to last.
Did you find out? What did you? You've been doing your homework. That is awesome, man.
So okay, we'll go to the game right here. This is it. This is the biggest game in the TVC this year. Athens 7-2. Undefeated in league play. Nelsonville York 7-2. Undefeated in league play. This game is actually, and I know we've said it wrong all along, but this game is actually at Nelsonville York.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
And I know we apologize for that. We have been saying it wrong this entire week.
A couple of our guys mess up on the rapid fire predictions. They'll blame it on us now.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Don't matter.
Yeah.
So, anyways, this is the biggest game of the year. Everything on the line. They have a trophy there that they pass around that they've done forever, the Doc Kroner Trophy, which is cool. I like that.
Kind of neat.
They've done that before Athens was even in the TVC. They always had that because they've always played. I don't know if they've played every single year for – I don't know how long they've played each other. But I know that they played a lot of years in the past before – like I said before, Athens joined the TVC. Nelsonville York leads the series. They lead every series that they've ever played in. I don't know the exact number, but I do know that they lead the series. Athens was not very good for a long time, and the Buckeyes kind of piled up some wins there during that time. But this is it, man. This is the game of the year. You got a high powered, spread you out offense in Athens going against a ground and pound. We're going to beat the tar out of you, offense that Nelsonville York brings. Both teams have decent defenses. Obviously, we saw them both firsthand, it's going to come down to it. You got the title on the line. You got playoffs on the line. You got the trophy on the line. You got everything on the line. Bragging rights. These two towns are really close together. I mean, it's everything in one game here.
You can't write a storybook and make it better than how this season worked out for these two teams.
Well, the only way you could make it better is if they were both 9-0.
Yeah, exactly. If they were both undefeated, which they're insane schedules. We probably knew that.
Both
of their losses are amazing, talented teams that they lost to. So, I mean,
Nelsonville York.
Yeah, Nelsonville York and Athens.
Athens, that's not the case.
Really?
No. Logan sucks.
They have one bad loss.
Listen,
yes.
Canal Winchester's not that great either. I think Canal is a similar team to Fairfield Union. They're a mediocre team. Now, would they be mediocre if they weren't in the MSL? If they were in the TVC, they'd probably be 7-2 right now. But in the MSL, they're a mid-pack team. So the Athens, both the losses for Athens, I would say, were definitely winnable games.
Definitely.
They probably should have won.
You're right.
Logan was a terrible loss.
Yeah, that was a bad loss.
That was a mental loss more than anything else.
And that's the sole reason they're fighting for the playoffs. That's why they're 9-0
exactly.
now. You know, because
exactly.
the Logan game is really coming
back.
Well,
that and the teams that they did beat, haven't fared so well to give them a bunch of points. And they do play a lot of teams smaller than them as well. So that has an effect on it, also. But the Buckeyes, Liberty Center, they got throttled by Liberty Center, and they lost to Newark Catholic, which both of those schools are very good. They've had great seasons this year. A lot of people around here know Newark Catholic. Remember when we played them back in the 90s a couple times. Actually beat them 3-0 back in the middle 90s.
Wow.
I mean, when's the last time we ever won a game? When's the last time anybody's won a game 3-0?
That don't happen.
Especially in Vinton County. No, that doesn't happen. The only time ever we won a game 3-0. So.
3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's how it used to be.
And kick a field goal. So.
Yeah.
Right.
I bet it was the Kevin that made that field goal. It had to be Caudill, right?
It probably was. I'll have to go back. I think it was like 95 when we played them.
See, we always pull things out we don't know. You know?
Well, yeah, but we can make stuff up and people are going to believe it.
Yeah, they'll never know, right? We can make up whatever we want. So.
Exactly. If it's far enough back,
it was me.
If it's far enough back, people won't even know.
Yeah.
Like on 1979, we won the state championship.
Yeah.
We played Ohio State and beat them.
Yeah.
In a scrimmage.
Yeah. In a scrimmage.
We were that good.
Yeah. So back to the Athens game, though. That's a... Well, I know we kind of sit on opposite sides of the fence on this, and
yeah, we do.
I really believe Athens is got the advantage in this game, and it is at Nelsonville, but it's turf and it's turf, and they both got great fields, and they both know what they're stepping into there.
Right, yeah.
The atmosphere, there's going to be just as many Athens fans in that crowd as there are going to be Nelsonville fans.
I disagree.
They'll load that. Well,
totally disagree.
You know. Surprisingly, Athens doesn't even fill their own stadium.
I know,
do they?
That's why I disagree.
I don't understand that. How does that happen?
Well, and it's always been that way.
Yeah.
Their fan support is poor.
Yes, very poor.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, people from Nelsonville, York are probably thinking, yeah, well, we just left your guys' stadium and you had like 5 people in the stands. Well, I'll tell you right now that when we're winning games... We're there. Yeah, we are packed. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, you look at the basketball gym when you come over there. It's stuffed. There's half of the other side. Vinton County people fill up half of the other side of the bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's the same way in football. You know, back in the day, man, it was hard to get into Vinton County. If we sold tickets, we'd have sold out for 20 years in a row.
And weirdly enough, I think most schools are that way, except for Athens.
Well,
I don't know if they don't.
Athens can be undefeated right now, and they'll still have 75% of the bleachers full.
Yeah, I remember two years ago, they were at home against Megs.
Right.
Both undefeated.
Big game, yeah.
Big game, fighting for the TVC. I go to the game to watch it. I was like, this will be a cool game to watch. Right. I'm going to watch it. I go to watch the game, and there were more seats on Athens' side of the field than there was the Meg side, and we went and sat on the Athens side, and no one was around us.
Right, and it's not because, like, obviously, if you look at Jackson, you know, you got like 5,000 seats on one side.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. I mean, their capacity is probably really close to ours.
Yeah,
here in MacArthur, I think their bleachers are a little taller, but they're shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, shorter width-wise.
Yes.
And ours are longer and maybe not quite as tall. But I would say if you just number to number, I would say it's pretty close. And, you know, like for the homecoming game that we had, our place was packed, man.
Yeah.
It was absolutely stuffed. There was people everywhere.
Yeah.
And not counting the people that stand down on the bottom. And that was just for homecoming. So... I will disagree with you on that.
Yeah,
they will not. They will not.
I got to disagree with myself now. I think about it. It shocks me that you're going into an epic game like this, and Athens probably won't fill the stadium that much.
10 minutes away. 10 minutes away from Athens.
Drive. And a rivalry game at that.
And a shorter drive from the plane. So,
and these two are rivals. This is their game.
The school districts border each other. I mean, there's no reason why. There should be an empty seat in this place Friday night, but there will be, and that's just the way it is. So
maybe not, but they'll be filled by Nelson.
Well,
so.
I tell you what, Athens people are probably going to listen to this, and they're probably going to go to the game now because we called them out.
Yeah, because we called them out.
But good. Well, that's good for Nelsonville because they'll get a bunch of money from me.
Now let's talk a little bit about the personnel of this game. Let's break this down
a little
bit.
Let's talk about it.
We've talked to general. Let's get into personnel. Let's break this down. This is how epic this game is. You have a matchup on both sides of the football that are almost equal. You've got a Brandon Sano at quarterback.
Right.
Epic runner, big size tail full or quarterback who can run the ball. Mm-hmm. You have Hunter Edwards on the other side. Not as quite as size wise, but a much higher athlete, you know, but a much more athletic runner, runs a 4.4, 6.40 or whatever.
Right.
You've got Alden at wide receiver. You've got Dickelman at wide receiver. You've got all these skill players for Athens. And then you go to this other side and you have Alex Mount and Noah Andrews, who proved against us The boy has just as much wheels as anybody on that roster for a big fullback.
They have the two best running backs in the TBC, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, they are.
In that backfield.
So you've got an amazing skill side in Athens who can pass the ball, who can run the ball. They run the read option with the QB. They run the spread.
It's completely opposite.
We saw the wishbone out of Nelsonville, which I loved. You know, that was amazing. So a big power running game with Andrews and Mount back there. And to be honest, they don't even look for Edwards to run a lot. He's more of an opportunistic runner for the roster.
Exactly, yeah. He doesn't have to.
Yeah, exactly. He's not needed to be the power
man.
Yeah.
If they don't need him, then don't do it.
And I think we talked about this. Passing-wise, we think Athens is the better passing team in this matchup, right?
Because they've done it all year.
Yeah, and Hunter Edwards did not look great passing the ball, by the way. I didn't think he looked that good.
Did he have to throw a pass?
He didn't. They're a running team. No, they're that good. So yeah,
exactly.
So
they could run it every play, and
yeah,
you know, just like back in the day, we're going to run this. We're going to run it to this side. Stop us.
Does it work against a big defensive line and a big offensive line for Athens that we know has the size? Again, I don't think Nelsonville's tiny. They have the size. They have the senior leadership in them trenches. They have the skilled players to pass the ball well. Yeah, it's in Nelsonville, but it's still turf. The only difference is the color of the end zone. So that's the only difference in this game. You know, it is a great matchup for Athens, I think, to come out of this with a win. I think it is. And I know we sit on opposite sides, but you give me your thoughts on that.
So I think you're completely wrong.
You can run it down their throat. They're going to run down the throat of the biggest defensive, the biggest front seven in the TVC, and you think Nelsonville's going to run it down their throat.
Yeah, you know why?
Because Mount's that good.
Because they're going to run the wishbone, and they've got two running backs that can run out of this.
Yeah.
And you know as well as I do that you can have the best line in the world on the other side, but if they don't know where the ball is, they ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah. The wishbone's impressive. And we hear all the time that the wishbone's outdated.
It's not.
The simple thing about football is you just need to get from point A to point B in the easiest way that you can.
The
easiest way for your team to get there.
Your team. Yeah. And right now with Nelsonville York, that's the easiest way for them because nobody stopped them all year.
Yeah, and their power eye, their wishbone, every set they go into is virtually a power set, everything. With speed guys in the backfield, which is exactly how the wishbone is ran.
I think that you're going to see a lot more wishbone in this Athens game. Now, I don't know. I'm not a professional, and I've not talked to Coach Richards, and I don't know anything you know, inside. But in my opinion, I would think that it would work better running out of the wishbone more than the eye formation, because you can kind of give away when you run out of the eye, you can kind of give away which side you're going to run to.
Yeah, because the fullback leads.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you're reading the
fullback. You've got that, you know, he's coming left, he's coming behind him, you know, Mount's coming behind him, so we need to go left. You run out of the wishbone, you got two running backs that are quick. Mount's faster than Andrews, but Andrews can run you over. Not saying Mount can't, because he can. But Andrews can flat run you down, and you can't do nothing about it. So you've got a dual threat back there, plus you got that big old guy to have the middle. I don't even know what his name was, the up back.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just don't think they're going to be able to stop him. So.
Yeah, it's intriguing. The matchup is just amazing the way it sets up. It really is. It sets up for a great football game. And if we weren't going to Wellston and whipping Wellston's butt this week, then this would be a great game to watch for everybody. I mean, if you love football at any level, college, high school, NFL, whatever you like, this is an epic game to see. I mean, it really is. It's going to be a great game. And then I don't know if I can sit here and even say if Nelsonville wins, they're going to blow them out. I don't think I can say it for Athens. I think this game is going to come down to the wire. These teams are going to go at it, and whoever wins, it's going to earn it. I mean, it's going to be a great game.
No question about it. We'll talk about the playoff implications on this game coming up,
which are very high as well.
That's
yes.
right. So, we'll do that. We'll do that next. Welcome back to episode 10.2 of the Viking Red Zone Podcast, brought to you by J&K Contracting. One call does it all, 698-3521 is the number. It's time to survey the regional rankings, brought to you by Canner Surveying out of Athens. Canner Surveying, yep. The regional rankings.
Yeah, nice little segment we got going on, too. I kind of like this one, you know?
Yeah.
We're all about educating, and we think that the smarter our Vinton County fans are, the more people want to come to games and watch football. So,
right.
This is a really cool thing that most people don't realize until you talk about it. And so it's kind of cool to get that information out there to people.
Right, right. And we really only have two teams alive for a playoff berth. And the way it's broken down is by school size. It's by numbers. Bigger schools are in, obviously, region or Division One, and it goes all the way down to Division Seven, where there's small schools. Which, a lot of the schools around here are in the four, five, six, and seven range, with a couple handful of D3s, and then Logan, I think, is the only D2 in the area.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is we will just talk about the two regions where we have two teams alive. Obviously, we are. Mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. Meigs, River Valley with the loss last week to Athens, Wellston and Alexander are all done.
Yeah,
and
no
one can make it.
We actually thought with River Valley they might have had a chance.
Just because they have such a big game
tough,
with Waverly.
Yes, yeah.
But they are on the outside looking in.
They're not going to make it.
So what we'll do is we will just talk about Region 11 and Region 19, Division 3 and Division 5, because that's where Athens and Nelsonville York reside.
Yep.
We will start with Division 3, Region 11, where Athens sits right now at number 9. And I'm going to read through. Number 1, you have... And these can change. These change week to week. It's a computer-generated system, and it's based off of who you beat, how big they are, and who they've beaten, and how big they are. Mm-hmm. So right now, DeSales is first at 9-0. Hamilton Township out of the MSL is second at 7-2. Eastmore Academy is third at 7-2. Bexley is in fourth at 9-0. All four of those teams have clinched a playoff spot. They are in regardless of what they do this week. Whitehall Yearling is number 5 at 7-2. Beechcroft is number 6 at 8-1. Chillicothe sits at 7 with a record of 7-2, and they control their own destiny, which means if they win, they are guaranteed a spot, but they have to beat Wilmington this week. So if they win, they're guaranteed a spot in. If they lose, they could be left out. The cool part about this region, though, and I'll finish reading through here, and then I'll talk about that. Sheridan is 8th at 7-2. They have the final spot right now. Athens sits at number 9, and then Jackson at number 10. Now, the cool part about this is right now you've got four teams out of those 10 that have clinched. Okay, so there's four spots left. Two of those teams control their own destiny, which means if they win, they're in, one being Chillicothe and the other being Beechcroft. So right now, let's consider those two in. You have two spots left For four teams,
yeah.
And three out of those four are local. Jackson, Athens, and Sheridan I would consider local because they play in the MVL, which isn't too far away. And then you have Whitehall. So right now, if it ended today, Athens would finish just on the outside as well as Jackson. And if you look at who they play this week, Jackson plays a big school out of West Virginia.
Yeah, the tough win for them. If they get this win, they've earned their playoff spot. So,
but that team only has four wins, so they're not going to get a ton of points from that. Okay, and so therefore they have to win. Plus, they need help.
Yeah.
They need Athens to lose, and they're going to need Chillicothe to lose. And I think if those two teams lose, and Jackson wins, they could make it. They could make it.
Yes.
So Jackson's going to need help. Athens is going to need help as well. But they're not going to need as much. They're only going to need one team to lose if they beat Nelsonville York to make it in. So if they beat Nelsonville York, there's probably a 75-80% chance that they make it in.
Yeah.
There's probably a 75-80% chance that Jackson misses it if they win. So they're close. They're really close. So that's the Division 3 Region 11 rundown. So, like we said, Athens still mathematically there. Now, obviously, if they do lose to Nelson Bjork, they're done. They're not making it whatsoever. They will be eliminated. Yeah. So this is a playoff game for them.
Yes.
This week. Now, the same situation here, this is kind of interesting, in Region 19, Division 5, which is where Nelson Bjork is. There's quite a few local teams here. There's only 10 that are mathematically eligible to make the top 8 right now as it sits. So there's actually two less teams than there was in Region 11. Wheelersburg is number 1. Garraway is number 2. Both of those teams are 9-0. Both of those teams sit at 9-0. Number 3 is Coshocton. And all three of those teams have clinched a playoff spot. Number 4 is Zane Trace. Right now they are less than .8 computer points ahead of Nelson Bjork, so they're really close. Mm-hmm. The key is, though, St. Trace, who do they play this week?
Westfall? Yes.
Okay.
1-8 Westfall.
1-8 Westfall. So they're not going to pick up many points for that. So the key here is, if Nelson Bjork can beat Athens, they're going to get a lot of points because Athens is D3.
Exactly.
And they've got 7 wins. So Nelson Bjork will jump to that number 4 spot.
Have a home game.
And have a home game.
Against Zane Trace,
against
probably.
Against Zane Trace.
Yes.
Because Zane Trace will fall to 5.
Yep.
Which is what we said 3 weeks ago could happen, and it's looking like it might if those two teams win.
Pretty cool scenario, too.
Right. Yeah. So you would have the TVC champion, which, you know, we're right smack dab between the TVC and the SVC. We are right on the line, so we know a lot about the SVC, and it would be cool to have our champion play their champion in the first round of the playoffs, which it did happen last year in the second round. The SVC champion won.
Yes.
The only problem here for Nelson Bjork is if they get the 4 seed or the 5, regardless. Mm-hmm. If they're in that spot and they win in the first round, then they get to play Wheelersburg. See, the goal here is
that was an awesome matchup, to be honest.
The goal here is to get the 3 seed, so you only have to play Wheelersburg to go to the state semifinals to win the region for a regional title.
Yep.
You know, Coshocton's sitting in a pretty good spot right now because and Garraway, because they are in 2 and 3, and in the winner of that game will play the lesser team. So you won't see Wheelersburg in that situation until you get to the regional final. Now, regardless, if you want to win a state championship, which everybody that makes the playoffs, you know, that's their goal.
You got to face them eventually.
You got to play them eventually.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter if it's in week 11 or week 12 or week 13, but you know, obviously you want to get as deep as you can before you lose. Even if, you know, if you're not going to win it, you want to go as far as you can. So that's key. Ridgewood is 6th. Union Local is 7th. Harrison Central is 8th. Ironton, 6-3. They started 0-3.
Wow.
They've won 6 straight. They're 6-3, and they are in 9th. And then Liberty Union is in 10th. Ironton played Wheelersburg at the beginning of the year. They play them week 1 every year, and in the last couple of years they've just been flat out destroyed. And the same way this year. If Ironton can win this last game, which they play Portsmouth, which that's going to be a tough game.
It's not a bad game. Yeah, they're not a bad
team.
That's the team that beat River Valley, I believe, right? Did they play River Valley? Was that Portsmouth West?
That was Portsmouth. No, that Portsmouth West beat Wellston.
Wellston. Okay.
Pretty bad.
Yes.
It could be a good game. I'd give the edge to Ironton. But if Ironton can beat them, then you could see a rematch with Wheelersburg in the first round of the playoffs.
Wow.
And that is a huge rivalry game.
Yeah.
Those teams, you know, those are two top programs down the river, and they've been that way forever. And that would be another big matchup. Obviously, in week 1, Wheelersburg kind of took them to the woodshed, 49-6. So,
yeah. Whew.
But you know what? Playoffs are different. Playoffs are different. It's win or go home, and
yeah,
you know, I would give the edge to Wheelersburg, but I would love to see a rematch there. And that's it. Everybody else is mathematically eliminated. Memphard is 11th. Piketon is 12th, who we played earlier this year.
Which, they struggled there at the end of the season, they had a really good chance of
making
They were actually in the playoffs. They were actually in the playoffs there for a while.
Well, then they lost to Zane Trace.
And then they lost to Uniota.
Yeah,
so
they did.
So, 33-34. Now, if they beat Uniota,
they're right there on the edge of it.
Exactly right. So,
and then you have Martins Ferry, Portsmouth 14th, and then Rock Hill 15th. River Valley actually 16th in the region. Now, River Valley, if they can beat Waverly, they could potentially jump up to around 10th.
Yeah.
And finish around 10th, which is respectable in your region. It's not good enough, but it's respectable. Yeah. So other than that, everybody else is out. We're not going to go into in depth about how Alexander is 25th in their region or Wellston is 18th in their region. So we're just going to go ahead and call this one over with. Yeah. That's your Canner surveying the regional rankings. And on our wrap-up show next week, we will have a full breakdown of this entire season, the playoff set coming up, all the local teams. We're going to do it all. So stick around next week, and you will hear more about these regions as we go in depth.
Yes.
So that's going to do it for the Canner Survey in the regions, and we will be back next as Coach returns for our pick'ems.
There we go.
Welcome back to episode 10.2 of the Viking Red Zone Podcast, brought to you by J&K Contracting. One call does it all. 698-3521 is the number.
And you still didn't have to look at the card.
I've not looked at it for two shows.
If you need help, you know right who to call. Ghostbusters, man.
That's right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I will.
Okay.
It's time for the Dollars and Dimes Rapid Fire Predictions.
We got the coach.
Everybody's favorite segment. We do have Coach here. He is going to participate in our picks.
Yep.
It's nice to see some Big Ten schools there for the college side for once.
See, there you go. See, I thought of you, man. That's what I did. I thought of you when I picked
them. Well, actually, these are going to be pretty easy. So, standings right now, Lugs leads 35-19. I'm in second, 30. Well, actually, we're second, third. Percentage wise, I am one game behind, 34-20. The group is 31 wins, 10 losses.
Yep.
Last week, Wall goes 7-0, which he has made sure to let everybody that he has spoken to the last week know about.
Yes, he has too. Yep.
I went 6-1. Lugs, you went 3-4, which is that what the Bengals record is?
We are 3-4. That is right.
Yes. Okay.
We're gonna be 500 next week.
Yeah, sure. We're gonna win our first game next week.
Yeah. Nah. Probably not.
Okay. So let's. We'll go ahead and start with the colleges again, and then we'll go back through the high school ranks here. So.
Okay, and we do have Coach with us, by the way. So we're gonna get his picks. We also, because of Jason Wall's undefeated stint last week, he has requested to do it again to prove that he's just dominant. He has texted me.
Okay, so you'll read his.
I will read his off as well.
And so. You probably will copy his because you know how good of a picker he is.
I do not want to lose to him. You know, I don't know if you'll I can 7-0, but I'm going to beat him this week. Hopefully.
Sign him to Water Duty, Water Boy this week or something. If he beats you, tell him he ain't going to like it. So.
Make him jog to Wellston.
There you go, yeah. So.
Okay, so let's start out with your favorite team, Lugs. Michigan. In Michigan State. Michigan at Michigan State. Michigan ranks second now, 7-0. Michigan State, 2-5. This is a bowl game or bust game for them because if they lose this one, they're probably not making it to a bowl game.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
It's horrible, too. I can't believe it. Yeah.
So how about this? We always have our guests go first, but since Wall already texted you in his, read his, and then Coach can go, and then Lugs can copy off of you two, and then I'll go last.
Okay.
Okay.
So go ahead and read.
Wall has shockingly taken the Michigan Wolverines.
Okay.
So.
You sure that didn't say state at the end? Because I think it does.
No, I wish I could. I'd do that to him if I could.
I'll take the Wolverines as well there.
Yeah.
I hate to say that.
And we need a score, but we're not going to get one off Wall, but you got to give us one on the air, Coach. So.
Oh, geez. I think this will be closer than what Michigan State's shown this year. Let's go. I don't know, 28-13.
Okay.
Pretty close.
I kind of agree, though. I mean, it is at Michigan State, and this is a rivalry game. No matter what happens, these two pretty much bang heads pretty hard. I mean, Michigan, I hate to say it, they're just kind of loaded this year. They're good. They're not going to be the high state. They're dreaming, but they are pretty good. So I'm going to take Michigan, too. I think it's going to be a pretty decent game. I'm going to call it 27-20.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're going to. I will say Michigan State might even have the lead early.
Listen, I am a Buckeye fan, And I love Ohio State, but Michigan's going to destroy Michigan State. It's not going to be close.
Destroy it?
41-10.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy cow. Okay.
I'm sorry, man. I don't like Michigan, but
I'm they're both Michigan, so I'm okay with either score, really. I don't care which one wins, but
well,
I hate
here's
Michigan
the thing.
A little more. But.
Here's the thing, though. If you're Ohio State, you need Michigan to win.
Yeah.
You need them to win until that game.
We need them to be second in the country.
Right. Or first. Or first. If Alabama gets upset, but I don't see any NFL teams on their schedule, so I don't think they're going to lose. So.
The way Auburn played.
Shut up.
Come on, dude. Come on. That was pretty sick. So.
Okay, game number two, Clemson. 7-0, ranked number 3 in the nation. At Florida State, who got off to a rocky start, but now 5-2, ranked number 12.
Coming off a bye week, I believe.
Coming off a bye week. This could be interesting.
Yes.
So what does Wall say here?
Wall has picked Clemson.
Ooh. On the road.
Yeah. Jeez, is he going to take an underdog at all? Did you just read the Vegas line, Wall? Is that all you're doing, buddy?
That's what he did last week.
I got... Coach Downs.
I'm going to go Florida State here.
Oh, there we go.
Florida State's set.
Gonna win this one. You need score on this one?
Yep, give us a score.
Oh, this will probably be high scoring. Yeah, 35-32, Florida State.
Man,
this is a pick 'em game here, man.
This is tough, and this is probably about how I see this game going. My thoughts on this one is just Clemson has been streaky, and they seem to be getting a little better as they go. I mean, Florida State, I think about what they did the first couple games until they got beat, and they were unreal, you know, and then Louisville kind of gave them a wake-up call, right?
They destroyed Florida State.
Coming off of a bye week, I'm taking Florida State, man. I'm with the coach on this one, dude. I don't see Clemson playing that good against them.
Okay, well, for the first time this year, you will hear me say these words.
I'm right.
I am piggybacking off of you, Lugs.
Yes.
I have to beat you this week, and I don't. I'm not so confident to pick Clemson here, so I'm just going to pick Florida State to stay with you, and then I'll make my upset picks later.
Oh, strategy! We're going to have to make you pick before me now. Is what we're going to have to do.
We're doing it the same way we always have.
You know, right now, Wall's listening to this, going, "I'm 7-0, and no one picked with me. I'm 7-0." That's what he's saying right now.
He's going to lose that one.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is or not. But I know undefeated. I'm not losing no ground to you, and that's the main thing.
That's funny. Okay. That's great. Yeah.
Nebraska. Where did Nebraska come from? 7-0, ranked 7th in the nation.
Barely pulled it out against Purdue, I believe, right? Didn't know who they played this week?
Yeah.
Not a very good team, by the way.
At Wisconsin, and we know how tough that place is to play. Number 11 ranked Wisconsin at 3-2. And Wisconsin's had a very tough schedule in terms of who they've played so far this year, even non-conference and in conference play. Nebraska, have they been tested yet? I don't know. So who does Wall have?
He has Wisconsin.
I figured.
Yeah. I was checking their record. They might be 4-2. I might have missed that one, so you might want to check.
They probably are 4-2.
Yeah, because I don't think they could be 3-2. So.
Yeah.
I'll go Wisconsin as well. Wisconsin looked awful good against Ohio State. Yeah, they're a strong team.
That freshman quarterback was—he didn't look like a freshman.
No,
against the Buckeyes. So
yeah. Oh man, this is a tough one.
Nebraska's ranked 7.
I just want to take whichever one you're not going to take.
You think it's that close?
Yeah,
huh?
I think this is going to be great. Nebraska's a really good team.
Well, you want me to pick ahead of you?
Wisconsin, so.
You want me to pick ahead of you?
No, I'm going to take Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm going to let you ride out where you want to go. I'm taking Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm going to call the score. Did you give a score?
I didn't give a score.
Give us a score real quick.
I don't know. Let's say something ugly. 16-10.
Yeah, that's about how
about
the game feels, doesn't it? It really does. I think I'm calling Nebraska 35-24.
Wow.
That's what I'm calling. Okay. Don't ask me why. It just feels right.
28-17 Wisconsin. This is one of my picks. This is where I get you.
Oh, I love my lead. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so we'll go again with probably, well, maybe one of the biggest games, high school games of the week. Chillicothe 7-2 at number 9. These are in their respective regions, right?
Yeah.
Chillicothe is ranked 7th in Division 3, Region 11.
Yeah.
And Wilmington, I believe, is Division 2, and they are ranked number 9th in their region.
Yeah.
At 7-2. The winner of this game will make the playoffs. The loser will not.
Yeah, and then that's the – I picked this game kind of because it's for Athens. this is so relevant. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, Athens is fighting with Chillicothe to make this
right.
the tournament.
So Athens is rooting hard for Wilmington.
Yeah.
Wilmington, obviously, they're both in the SCOL, which is the last year for the SCOL. Mm-hmm. I think Wilmington lost to Massey. I don't know.
Wilmington lost
sure.
to Massey 23-24.
Okay.
Chillicothe lost to him 12-13.
Okay. Really? So this
yeah.
is for
it's close.
This is for
one
second
point for
place,
both of them. Yes.
Second place in the SCOL, the last year of that conference's life.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, both teams, this is a playoff game. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
Yeah.
You win and you're in, you lose and you're out. So who does Wall have here?
Be prepared, man. Be prepared.
He's probably got Wilmington. I don't know, because he was all
he
over
works with all those guys.
He's taking Chillicothe.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was all over
he doesn't have guts to go
yeah.
against
follow the crowd, Wall. Follow the crowd.
Yeah.
It's not like anybody over there is listening to this anyway.
Oh, he'll have them. He's probably going to listen to my 7-0 predictions all over again. I can hear him now. All right, Wall has Chillicothe. Who you got, Coach?
I'll take Wilmington. I have no idea on the score here. This is going to be a good one, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. It is. So, shot in the dark. Just give us a shot.
All
in the
right,
dark.
Okay. 24-21, Wilmington.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty close.
I think Wilmington's going to win it, too, but I do think it's going to be a good game. I'm going to take it. I'll go 28-27, Wilmington.
Okay. If this game was at Chillicothe, I think I would take Chillicothe. But with it being at Wilmington, I don't know if – I think Chillicothe's got a great chance to win this game. And I agree that it will be really close. But if I have to put it out there, I'm going with Wilmington. Probably somewhere around 31-21, 24, something like that. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get into to league games here real quick before we wrap the show up. We'll start with the non-conference game of the week. It's River Valley hosting Waverly. Obviously, we know how good Waverly is, 8-1. River Valley, 6-3. This game for River Valley is pretty big in terms of playoffs. River Valley comes in never mind. They're mathematically eliminated.
Yeah, they're out. Yeah.
Okay, or I thought they had a chance, but they don't. Shows how much I know.
No.
Preparation, that's right. Anyways.
We wouldn't have moved our canner surveying thing to the Tuesday episode. You'd have had that.
Yeah, we would have discussed that, and I would have known. River Valley's actually 16th in the region.
Yeah.
So they're playing for pride right now. River Valley comes in, what did I say, six and three. Waverly 8-1. Waverly is playing for, I think Waverly's already made the playoffs. I think they'll win even if they lose. But they're playing for a home game in week 11. We know how good Waverly is. They're the only team that's played with Wheelersburg all year. They're good, man, and they kind of came out of nowhere, too, because not a lot of people kind of expected them to have this kind of season. River Valley is a team similar to Waverly. We really didn't expect them to be where they are right now after graduating all those seniors they had last year. So it's a big game for River Valley, big game for their program to springboard them into the off season and maybe come back out next year and have another good year. So who does Wall have here?
He Waverly. Has Waverly. So
shocker.
I don't think that's a shocker at all, right? Yeah. So
now I think Waverly smacked Piketon around.
Yes, they did. 39-0.
Yes. Yeah,
so. Waverly, I'll take Waverly here, too. We'll say 45-7.
Yeah, I think Waverly shuts them out. I don't think they score. I don't even think they score.
The game is at River Valley.
It is. And I don't,
I mean, that's got to count for something. Waverly plays on turf. A lot of their opponents have turf. They're going to be used to better conditions.
I'll give them 6 first downs in the game then. I'll give them a couple first downs. They're not scoring on Waverly,
okay,
man. I'm telling you, they're not doing it. I'm going to give it a score of 48-0. So we'll do.
I think Waverly works on some things this week going into week 11, and they kind of hold back a little bit, 35-0. Waverly wins.
That could happen. That is true. Okay.
Sorry, River Valley. Sorry, Eric. I hope you guys win, but I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, his second home is River Valley, by the way.
It is.
Oh, yeah. It's either Vinton County or we go 20 minutes on River Valley every day.
That's so not true.
Yeah.
It's, hey, they have me on their show every week.
They do. They let you on the podcast. They understand.
And they let me broadcast the second half of our game.
And Mr. Witt is connected to Vinton County, so
yes,
that's okay. Because Mr. Witt used to be our teacher
in the
90s. Okay. So, yeah, so I'll give you that one.
Okay, so here we go. We got two games left. Okay, we're going to save the massive major one for the last one, which this one has the potential to be interesting, too.
Yeah, it does.
3-6 Megs hosting 1-7 Alexander. Megs, we kind of know injuries. They're kind of falling apart. You know, they had a lead on Wellston. They ended up getting beat pretty bad last week. Alexander, meanwhile, they got a lot of young kids. They got two seasoned veterans that are excellent football players in Marks and Harris.
Yeah.
Maybe two of the best in the league, you know, player by player.
Not much to work with around them.
Right, exactly, and that's why they are where they are. But they do have a lot of young kids on the team. Coach Penrod's an excellent coach. This game is at Meg's, though. It's senior night at Meg's. They got a lot to play for still. Who does Wall have here?
Wall has the Meg's Marauders.
Ooh.
So, yes, Meg's Marauders over the Alexander Spartans. It's a tough one. Who you got, Coach?
I'm going to take Megs, too, by a whole lot, I think. I think this is, you know.
Did you and Walt conspire before this?
No, 35.
He got the same text you did.
35-7, maybe.
Pick these, Coach.
You got to say 35.
We'll both get 7-0.
I'd like to pick Alexander here, but.
Yeah, to be honest, I figured that some of us would pick Alexander here. But, yeah, I'm taking Megs,
too. We'll pick Alexander, Lugs.
Nah. I haven't went against Megs much because I got a friend that does stats down there. I'll get yelled at if I pick. Alexander's the worst team in the TVC. We know that. Hands down, they're the worst team in the TVC. Megs is definitely struggling. They got a lot of stuff going on down there, but they're not this bad yet, I don't think. Helton could keep his head on straight, they're going to win this one pretty easy. I'm going to call this one 36-12.
Okay, just like last week with Athens and River Valley, you guys all said it was going to be a blowout, and I said it wasn't.
Because you love River Valley.
And I was right.
Yeah.
You were right, though.
I was right.
You were right.
I think it's similar. I think Penrod is going to have his boys fired up and ready to play. I think Megs is going to come out of the gate a little slow. I think Alexander is going to jump on him early. But I think Megs is going to win.
I knew he was going to do that. I knew it. That was like watching American Idol. We'll be right back after commercial.
I think Megs is going to win.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be closer than what you think. I think it's going to be somewhere around 35-24. It'd be a 10-11 point game.
Okay.
So that's that. We have the...
I just want you to know you're being pretty conservative right now.
I have to be. I've got...
Yeah. Because you know what my final pick is.
I do know what your final pick is.
You're going to make
and
sure.
This is going to be the winning pick for me.
Okay, yeah.
The biggest game of the TVC of the week, of the year, 7-2 Athens, 5-0 in the league, hosting 7-2 Nelson Viorc, 5-0 in the league. If Nelson Viorc wins this game, they finish 4th in Region 19, and they host a playoff game. If Athens wins this game, they should be in the playoffs, regardless of what happens.
Not guaranteed, but they should
be in the playoffs. If they lose, they are out. They are done. No question about it.
Yes.
Nelson Viorc loses, there's a chance that they miss the playoffs. So this is kind of a de facto playoff game as well, on top of rivalry, on top of TVC Ohio Championship. So this game is huge all the way around.
Yep.
Very big game. I know that we vary in opinions on this. A lot of people
do.
Who does Wall have?
Wall has... the Nelsonville York Buckeyes. And I'm going to call it now. His 7-0 streak is wiped out, okay? I'm telling you, it is gone, Mr. Wall. It is gone. Mr. Downs.
I almost want to flip-flop from what I said earlier before we went on the show now. The more we've talked about Nelsonville, but I'm gonna stick. Coach Adams is one of my buddies, and I know a lot of those kids at Athens, and I think their offensive line is going to be the difference here, so I'm going to go with Athens in a tight one. I'll say, 28-21.
Okay.
What? Okay, I just want to say this.
Go ahead. Let's hear it, bud.
You said Wall is picking Nelson Viorc, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know he's always good for at least one loss to Nelson Viorc.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I burned him.
Oh, man, that hurts.
I wish I would have said that earlier, but
oh
man, he's going to be mad at me for that one.
Oh, he'll be all right. He went 7-0 one week.
Yeah. Okay, make your pick. I just wanted to get that.
Okay. Yeah, I am taking Athens. I've seen both teams. Nelsonville's a heck of a team. I'm not saying they're not. They're a great team. I just think Athens is better. I think Athens is just a bigger team. They got the athletes all over the place. They've got three good athletes, and I think Athens has them everywhere on the field. So I think Alden and Dickelman are going to tear them up on the outsides. They got Sano that can run the ball and still throw the ball, and their line is huge. They're way bigger than Athens. So I got Athens winning this game, and I think Athens gets them. It's going to be a good game, but Athens is going to win this game 32-20.
You're crazy.
Lowest score Nelsonville's put up in weeks.
You're crazy. So,
telling
you're absolutely crazy.
It's going to happen. Write it down.
No.
This is an easy week for me.
For me, this is a conservative score just because of what you guys have picked. I don't want to go too crazy here, but I think it could be worse than this.
The score don't even matter, really.
Nelsonville, New York's going to win this game 35-7.
Really?
35-7?
It's not going to be close.
Seven?
It's not going to be close.
Seven.
It's not going to be close. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be close.
Oh, man, Athens is hunting you down, bud.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Hey, you know that
bring it on.
You know that 105 job you wanted? It just went shooting out the door, bud.
That's all right. I got the podcast.
That's right. We're going places, bud. That's right.
That's all I need. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. It's not going to be close.
I don't see it, man.
Okay.
I just think Athens is just overall a better team. Man.
I don't think so. You can't lose to Logan and beat Nelsonville York. Logan's not very good.
Athens has been a yo-yo this year. You know, but when they get focused on a game, I think they dig
well, why,
in.
Logan is like their biggest rival. They weren't focused on. They haven't beat them since 1990.
Logan
sucks.
Logan was also 0-4.
They scored 18 points all year.
They took them lightly. They just came in.
No, they can't do that.
0-4. They're thinking, we ain't going to beat them. They ain't going to worry about them. They just came in.
No, that's
it happens.
No.
Hey,
it's the fact that they're not very good.
Ohio State is still the best team in the country, and they just lost this weekend. Things happen.
So you're saying Athens is Ohio State?
I'm saying.
Come on.
I'm saying they're going to win the TVC.
No, they're not.
They're going to win it.
No, they're not. It's not baseball season, last I checked. They're not winning the league.
I'm telling you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, and you and Wall are going to be getting these little tiny third-place trophies that are real small.
I did.
So,
I'll tell you.
Little participation trophies. You and Wall get a participation trophy this year. That's what you get. All right, man.
We'll save our trash talking for next week.
That's right. When it matters.
Our season finale, season wrap-up show. Who are we going to kill? Oh, that's The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's tonight. Going on. Yesterday. Actually,
yes.
We already know what happened.
No, not yesterday. Last
Let me tell you what's going to happen. I can tell you now, and I'm not spoiling nothing.
Yeah, because it's Thursday Wednesday or Tuesday.
Yeah, we're a week away
whatever
now.
Whatever day it is.
Yeah, geez.
I think that secret's out of the bag.
Yeah.
It's actually Sunday. Still.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Let's wrap it up. Thank you, Coach, for coming. This was awesome to have you here this week, man.
Appreciate it.
Been a lot of fun. Appreciate everything you guys do for the program. It's
awesome.
A lot of excitement.
It's fun, and we love it, and we love the football program. It's fun to watch, and I'm glad people jumped on board and was so positive about this.
Yeah.
And having you on this week is just going to be amazing.
Right.
They're really going to love it.
Our goal at the start of the year, I mean – there's a lot of different outlets for a lot of other teams, and we just kind of wanted to maybe bring it from a different angle. And, you know, we know the basketball program has their show, and they do an awesome job, Carl and Coach Combs. And I always listen to that, you know, ever since they were on the radio, and then they went to podcast, and the SBC has a show. And
yeah,
I mean, we kind of worked together a little bit on the website, and it just kind of was an idea. We actually came up with this idea during the Southeastern scrimmage up in the booth.
We're like,
let's do a podcast. And next week, here we are.
So,
for us, it's really cool to get to sit here and talk football because my wife doesn't care about football. And I talked to her, and she's just like, oh, yeah, cool. And, you know, this is just – it's awesome for me and Lugs to be able to talk to different people involved in the program all the way down to Little Vikes, not just varsity, but everybody along the way, and to hear people talking to us, you know, when we're at the game or when we're out, wherever, saying that they listen, saying that was awesome, or wanting their names, you know, on a shout-out or something. Yeah. It's really cool for us, and our ultimate goal when we started this was just to try to get people more involved, try to get more people in the stands, maybe try to get a couple extra kids to come out and play.
Great.
You know, just for the fact that there's another media outlet. Because our paper, and they do a good job, but they only come out with one paper a week.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's not like it used to be in the past. And there's no way to know half of the stuff that we talk about on here, individual stats and things like that. And,
yeah,
you know, we do fun stuff like these picks just to kill time, but just so we can run our mouth each other. And we talk about the past, and a lot of people around here enjoy that. You know, we got a lot of good feedback on the past, and I really hope that a lot of people enjoyed learning about you on the last episode, because I know I did.
That was awesome.
Knowing where you came from and what you've done in the past and how you got here and all that. So, but we really want to thank you for, you know, coming here and all your coaches and being cool with what we're doing You know, Mr. Brooks, the superintendent, you know, giving us his blessing on this. And just it's all awesome, man. And we do it because we love football and we love our school. And we would do anything for our school. And this is just one of the things that we can do that we love to do. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully it benefits the program in a small, minute way.
So. I think so.
Yeah, and we want to fill the stands. That's what we really want. We want people to come. And we want 50,000 people in them stands cheering on the Vinton County Vikings. That's what we want to see. I mean, obviously,
that's
it's
right.
not 50,000. But, you know, and then, like I said, the fact that we did exactly what we kind of wanted. We got all the coaches and stages the way we wanted them.
Right.
We started from the Little Vikes, and we got them all the way up to here. So it's great that you came on the show. It's awesome. We learned a little bit more about you than we even knew. That's great. And I'm proud. I think even if it's even 7-3, I've seen a lot of improvements this year on this team. I think it's a great team. I think you guys are doing things right. I think the offense looks great. It's entertaining. It's fun to watch. It'll fill the stands. And I'm super proud of it. I think you've done a great job this
year. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. I know the kids do, too.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Right, thanks for coming, man.
Awesome.
Okay, so to finish up the rapid-fire predictions, the Dollars and Dimes rapid-fire predictions, we're going to have our two of our top – well, actually, we still have Wall. So we're going to have our top three group picks.
Yes.
Pickers.
Yeah.
From this season on to make their picks.
Our final week.
Just for fun.
Just to see how they do. We want to see if it was a fluke that Ryan was this good or not. We want to see if it was a lucky draw or if he's got those kind of skills.
Well, so we're going to have Ryan. We got Ryan Stewart on the phone right now.
Yes.
And we are going to get his picks. And then here in a minute, we're going to get Brad Rose on the phone and have his picks.
Yes.
I think the only reason that you wanted to do this, Lugs, with these two and Wall was so that the group, who is 31-10, gets a lot more losses.
Yeah, they're making us look bad.
So that way, percentage-wise, we have a better chance to win.
Well, we got to hope Ryan flubs this one, though. So
and I'm sure he will.
He seemed pretty knowledgeable about college football the last time, so I ain't got a lot of faith that he's going to flub it, but we'll see.
These college games, in my opinion, they're pretty easy. So,
well, let me just say this. At least Ryan can't ride my coattails this time because I've already picked, and he doesn't know what I picked.
Well,
so,
that's true.
So that's one good way to look
at
it.
That's true. We'll just go ahead and start at the bottom and go to the top of our list. Ryan, we got number two Michigan at Michigan State, Michigan 7-0, Michigan State 2-5.
Oh, man, that's easy. Michigan all the way. Michigan State is horrible this year.
Okay, mark that down. Ryan Stewart, no. Michigan State.
I just want to say it isn't Michigan State.
Michigan.
It isn't
Michigan. It's who I want. Michigan.
Okay.
I said Michigan State is terrible.
So okay.
Michigan State's who he wants to pick, but he's picking Michigan State.
He
wants Michigan to win, but he's picking Michigan State. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay.
The team up north.
Oh, that team.
Yes.
All right, number two, Florida State hosting Clemson. Clemson's.
Hold on. I want a score, though. You got to give a score.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're professionals here, Ryan. You got to give
the score?
A score.
Oh, from the Michigan State, Michigan
game?
I'll say Michigan State has, I don't know, 10 points, Michigan 38.
I said 41-10. Holy crap.
Wow.
That's close.
Okay. All right. Well, just so you know that everybody so far has picked the same thing, so we're all on page on that one. Okay. So let's go to the next one.
Number three, Clemson at number 12, Florida State. Clemson 7-0, Florida State 5-2.
Florida State off the bye week.
Earlier in the year, I picked Clemson over Louisville because of the fact that their coach was a big-game coach and that their team has been in that situation before. But if you've seen the way Clemson's been playing, they're kind of like Ohio State last night, taking opponents, you know, not too seriously. Uh-huh. I'm going to take Florida State in this one just for the fact that they've got nothing to lose.
Oh,
and Clemson just hasn't been firing on all cylinders.
All right, give us the score. How's it going down?
I think it'll be a high-scoring game, believe it or not. I think that running back for Florida State is going to have a heck of a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say we're going to go 41-34.
It's really close to what Coach said.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he said 38, something to some 35 or something like that.
And when you see Wall, he is the only one so far that's picked Clemson.
Yeah, Wall's so losing that one.
Call Wall loser when you see him. Right?
Loser, and streak's over with.
So you're with
Didn't
the
he go undefeated, though, in his picks last time?
He did, and I've heard it all week now. I've heard it for the last 24 hours,
sure
how
he
awesome
you.
He is. So, but he's going down this week, though.
Barking spider in here.
What'd you do?
I heard a barking spider.
Serious?
Yeah.
What the hell's a barking spider?
I farted.
Oh, my gosh.
You haven't heard that
I'm
before?
I'm not editing that.
No.
Who calls it a barking spider?
Oh, come on now.
The whole day, we ain't done nothing inappropriate until Ryan gets on the line. And then you're farting.
I'm a bad influence.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. I'm not cutting it out. We're riding it out. The barking spider's alive, bud. So... All right, let's get to the next game. Come on. Where are we at? I think they got drunk during the episode or something, Ryan. I don't know what happened to him.
Nebraska.
Number 7, Nebraska. 7-0. Number 11, at Wisconsin. Number 11, 3-2. It's a better game than people think it's going to be, Ryan. Who you got, buddy?
I think Wisconsin's the real deal.
Yes.
They lost two games to two really good teams.
Yes, Nebraska sucks.
I don't think Nebraska's got that defense that's good enough to keep them in games. I think they've just kind of been lucky like they were a couple years ago where they started out 5-0, gritted out some last-second comebacks. Purdue's not that good of a team, even though they were inspired this past Sunday with the interim head coach. But
yeah,
I think Wisconsin is just going to keep padding Ohio State's resume and ride us into the playoffs.
Okay, you heard it there. I'm the only one that's picked Nebraska, so... It's going to be a big win for me, I guess. That's all right.
Boomer heard all that. He came out dying laughing. He's like...
My kid was in bed, and he comes out to hear what a barking spider was, didn't he? That's what he did. He comes out. He just woke my kid up with a barking spider. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. We got three college games in for him. If we can get Nathan focused again, we'll give you your next pick.
Chillicothe at Wilmington. Wilmington 7-2. Chillicothe 7-2. This is a playoff game. Whoever wins is in. Whoever loses is out.
This is a big game for Athens, by the way, Ryan. Okay. This is Chillicothe loses. Athens catapults over top of them for a playoff berth. Wilmington is ninth in the region, and if they win, they should bump up to eighth and get a playoff berth. Both teams lost by 1 point to Clinton Massey. Chillicothe 12-13, and Wilmington, I believe, 23-24.
Correct.
And who you got, bud?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know a lot about Wilmington this year. I haven't really, outside of our area, I really don't keep much of a tab on the rest of the state as far as football goes.
Yeah.
The high school.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I guess I'll be a little bit of a homer. I'll take Chillicothe just because, you know, Chillicothe, I guess.
Okay.
As much as I hate Chillicothe for the 2008 regional final loss we had in basketball.
Well, it was a barn burner.
I'm going to take Chillicothe in this one.
All righty, man. You're with Wall on that one. You and Wall are all alone. And Downs and Nathan are with
you.
You
know as well
team.
As I do, that was the Ross County All-Star team.
That was arguably the best team I've ever seen assembled.
And it was also the Ross County All-Star team.
It wasn't just Chillicothe.
I think Hitchens was
the Didn't they win
St.
state
Grace.
That year? Did they win state?
Yeah, they won state that's that year. Thought. Every year we've made it to the regional round of the tournament, we've lost to the state champion.
Yes, we
because
did.
We lost to Chillicothe, and then this past year we lost to John.
It's the Vinton County curse.
Wow.
Hey, all that means is we were second best in the state
that's
both
right.
years.
That's a good
thing. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Okay, next game.
Meigs hosting Alexander. Alexander 1-7. Meigs 3-6.
It is at Meigs. Yeah, you said that, right?
It is at Meigs. I said Meigs hosting Alexander.
Yes. Okay.
You know, Meigs of late has just kind of been so unpredictable. Mm-hmm. Like, they're either really on playing well, and then, or they're just like, wow, I can't believe Meigs is doing this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take Meigs in this because, I mean, Alexander's, they have the potential, but they just don't have the consistency on offense outside of those big, that big running back they have to keep up with, I think, Meigs' offense is a little bit more versatile. Megs, so I'm going to take Megs on this one.
Megs is unpredictable. Alexander's very predictable.
very predictable.
Why are you drinking out of a San Francisco 49ers cup?
It reminds me of the crappy 89 Super Bowl, and I never forget it.
With Bill Walsh?
Yeah. I this reminds me of the hatred for the 49ers.
Why on earth would you put your lips up to that? We got a Cincinnati Reds cup at home, and I never touched that sucker.
Cincinnati Reds? Why?
Yeah. Because
the Reds?
The wife and the kid like to know. I like to try. Screw the Reds. Screw Cincinnati.
Screw the Reds.
You're a typical Cleveland fan, right? Whoever's winning, you're going to jump on them if the Reds are winning.
Oh, shut your mouth. No. I don't jump. If you like, hey, neighbor, anybody else, you like a team from out of state, you're moron.
Yeah, I'm Nathan's in a big Facebook battle right now with my neighbor. Yeah, it's funny.
He could beat me up, too, so I need to watch him now.
He ain't beating nobody up.
He's a big pushy.
He's over the hill now.
He could beat me up. Over the hill? I'm 30 years old, man.
Okay, where are we at here? You took Megs, correct?
I think he said Alexander.
What was the score on that one?
Oh, I think Megs takes a landslide. I think it's 35-7.
35. Big time for Megs, too. Right. There we go. Right. All right, man. Okay.
Yeah, you're loving that, Megs boy. Hey. You drink out of that cup because it's Megs color. okay, non-conference game of the week. River Valley hosting Waverly. Waverly 8-1. River Valley 6-3. Who you got here?
I think it's a blowout. Waverly kills them.
Yeah. I think you nailed that one. It's definitely. Yeah, give us a score. How bad? Because we've all got the blowout. Who's the biggest blowout score?
41-14.
Well, you're giving them more points than me. I got them shut out. I think they shut out. No,
I said 35-0.
Did you shut them out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, So you're giving River Valley 14 points. All right.
Yeah, they only score. It's 41-7 in the fourth quarter, but they put their JV in and they squeeze one more touchdown.
Well, listen, I want to point out, Waverly has shut six people out this year. A lot better offenses than River Valley is, mind you. So, I mean, if I'm saying River Valley's getting shut out, you know they're getting shut out because.
Because you love River Valley.
I'm a Raiders fan.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Can't believe I ever heard a Browns fan say he was a Raiders fan.
Well, I'm not an Oakland Raiders fan. I'm a Bidwell Raiders fan.
Or a Las Vegas Raiders fan.
Or a Las Vegas Raiders fan. I'm not a Las Vegas Raiders fan.
I say go Cubs right
now.
I say go Cubs.
I'm leaving.
They haven't been there since 1944, dude. They haven't been there.
So. So,
well, then they need it worse than you do.
Don't screw Chicago.
Yeah.
I can't stand Chicago.
Why do you hate Chicago? Sit your butt down. We got finished.
Sir Michael Jordan.
Oh, you cannot make fun of Michael Jordan, dude. There is a sanctity to basketball that you cannot touch, and Michael Jordan's in it.
I don't care. I like the Pacers.
We've done lost control, Ryan.
Back in the day, Reggie Miller, my favorite player.
You're pandemonium over there.
Jesus.
I swear.
Downs got us hype, dude. That was awesome. I got to be honest. We're pretty pumped from the Downs interview. That was pretty great, man.
Okay, yeah. Game of the
we're
century.
All hopped up on Mountain Dew.
I don't drink pop. Game of the century.
Okay.
Athens hosting Nelson, New York, 7-2, both 5-0 in the league, both 7-2 overall. Winner of this game is guaranteed a playoff berth. Well, for the most part, Athens most likely will be guaranteed a berth. Nelson, New York will be guaranteed a home game if they win. If they lose, they'll be really close to making it. Might be in, might be out. So this is a de facto playoff game, another one.
Big game.
You got the playoffs on the line. You got the rivalry on the line, the Doc Kroener Trophy. You also have the TVC, the little thing called the TVC Ohio Championship on the line, too. So who you got in this one?
This one's probably one of the hardest games to pick because if you judge both teams based off of how they played against us.
He just farted again, Ryan. If you want to know why he's laughing, I don't know what the heck is going on over here, man. Yeah, we've lost control. Well, you let the boy make his picks.
It's a good thing you guys aren't censored.
Oh, look. Jeez, man. I'm telling you what. I don't know what happened to him. Is this a 2004 thing? Is that what this is? Is this how they do it in I don't know. Okay. All right, man. All right, go ahead, man. Let's get your review on this one. So, big game. Huge game.
It's hard. It's hard for me to cheat. I mean, I don't want either one of these teams to win, to be honest with you. I wish there was a...
Yeah.
But I don't feel comfortable picking either one. Is it at Nelsonville? It's at Athens.
It's at Athens.
I don't think it matters. Either way, it's basically a home game for both teams.
Yeah, that's true. Is that Nelsonville? You'd have to give Nelsonville 7 points for the game.
I don't like Nelsonville's quarterback as far as trusting him enough to throw the ball well.
Yeah.
He's not a very good throwing quarterback. He just kind of I don't like – I don't – I'm going to go with Athens on this one, and I kind of regret it because I respect Nelsonville's ground to pound.
That's a terrible pick.
Yeah.
But
I can't believe you guys.
Athens is more ground and pound than Nelsonville. Nelsonville's pretty boys.
My goodness.
Yeah, but Nelsonville doesn't have the throwing attack that Athens does.
That's right.
They don't need to throw.
Yeah, they're going to need to throw this week,
buddy. They're going to need to in this game because both teams are going to be blocking.
They're going to
have eight in the box.
Yeah.
And you know what? Alex Mount and Noah Andrews will run over them. They will flat out run over them. They play better teams.
I do think
that
Nelsonville has more speed on their side of the ball.
But they do.
They ain't running over nobody, though.
Oh, they're running over Athens.
A bunch of trucks.
They're running over, running beside, running across, jumping over.
I'm going to go to Athens. I mean, I think their coaches are better coaches than Nelsonville's.
You're right with me and Coach Downs. I just want you to know that. You're the winners. You're on the winner's side.
Listen, so. I hated to disagree with Coach, but I don't care to disagree with you. You guys are dumb.
He's mean to you, Ryan. Have you ever noticed that?
Ryan was
a terrible uncle.
Yeah. Ryan was younger.
Are you his uncle?
No, I'm not his uncle.
Oh, okay.
That's a lie.
I got attacked by family one day. That wasn't fair.
It's a lie and a myth.
Yeah.
Listen, though. Okay. When we were in school, Ryan was always littler than me.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he was like my little brother. I always took him under my wing. I was never mean to him. I never said anything bad to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet.
Now he just made sure to say stuff when I wasn't around, like, he sucks at quarterback. That guy's terrible.
You weren't the quarterback when I was in school.
Well, no, that's because there was a playoff team in front of my class.
Yeah. Don't forget it, too.
All right,
it's team in school history.
We would have had a playoff team in my class, but we decided that Bethel's class was so good that we're going to change the schedule.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. You guys did play a tough one. You guys did play a tough schedule.
All right, man. We got him. We got his rapid fire predictions. We're going to go get Brad Rose. We'll get him on the phone.
That was a struggle.
That was a struggle on your part.
Stainless.
Yeah, I mean Ryan's. Yeah, he weathered the storm, buddy. And he's right with me on most of these. By the way, I think I'm dominating, but I got it.
I'm beating you at the end of the day. It's over.
It ain't happening. I'm telling you.
The guests are going to take it, boys.
I'm afraid that the guests are.
I'm going to tell you right now, the Wall ain't taking it. Either you or Rose are going to have to pick Wall's game up. I'm telling you now, because he ain't winning it. So, he just ain't.
Well,
he's all over
Wall's
the place.
Wall's not winning it because. I
he'll probably be 7-0 again. You know he will. The little turd. Okay. All right, thanks for getting on the phone with us, buddy. We will let you go.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We know it was a late phone call for you. We hope we didn't keep you up. And we will keep a close eye on these over the weekend, and I'm sure you'll let us know if you do good. So.
That's right.
Okay. All right, thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it, man.
See ya.
Have a good one, guys.